Okay, and into a nice open space, we are now joined by students from Canosa College. Welcome! And here are the girls introducing themselves.
Hello, I'm Shadow.
Hi, I'm Ophelia.
Hi, I'm Vanessa.
Hi guys, I'm Michelle.
Welcome to our studios. Tonight we're going to talk about a very lighthearted topic. We're going to go crazy with our imaginations. Say for an example, if you've got a huge amount of money, doesn't matter whether you won it from the Mark 6 or whether you just did something crazy good and then God just gave you a whole lot of money. What would you do if all of a sudden you have this amount of money, you became super rich? I'm going to come to you guys individually. Maybe first we can talk to Shadow about this.
Okay,
what would you do?
Yeah, I think firstly, I would donate a part of time to charity.
Good girl. Yeah.
Since I'm now just a student and I don't have much pocket money, always want to help those in need.
Right.
So I think that would be a golden opportunity to offer them assistance if I have a large sum of money.
Right. I think all of you are thinking about that too, right? All of you are thinking about donating at least a portion of that to charity.
Yes.
Okay, so any particular charity organizations that you have in mind, or it doesn't really matter as long as I'm doing something for good?
It UNICEF. Doesn't really matter.
UNICEF, Michelle saying UNICEF. Why UNICEF?
Because I'm joining the program of the UNICEF Young Envoys,
right.
2013.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So you are deeply connected with the organization.
Yes.
That is amazing. Okay, and Vanessa?
It doesn't matter what I would put it under the charity,
right?
Because everyone also in need, so I can help people. That is the main point.
Okay, absolutely. And Ophelia?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter because my aim is to help people.
Right.
It doesn't matter any organization.
Okay, I think it kind of matters. You want to make sure that you're giving the money to someone that you know you can trust, not just some random people on the street. Hey, I'm gonna help people with your money. Just give it to me. So I'll let you guys take your time. You know, you can definitely choose from a lot of different organizations here in Hong Kong. Back to Shadow now. Apart from donating a certain amount, what else would you want to do with it?
I would like to spend money to study overseas.
Right.
Yeah, because I hope that I could have a better learning environment and broaden my horizons. And I think it would be fantastic if I can study hotel management subject in Switzerland.
That is so prestigious.
Yes.
That is awesome. Is that what you want to do?
Yeah.
Wow, amazing. Well, best of luck with it. And apart from Shadow, anybody else who want to use that amount of money to leave Hong Kong?
Me?
Ophelia, what are you thinking about? Where?
I would like to travel around Europe.
Right. Yes. Not just one country, but the whole of Europe.
Yes, because I once traveled to England.
Right.
And I really think that they live in a freely way. I would like to live in the way what they are. I would like to spend my life with my parents there.
Wow.
Yes.
So you're thinking of taking your whole family to migrate?
Yes.
To the UK?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What attracts you the most apart from the way of lifestyle they have?
Well, they don't have a busy life like Hong Kong. Hong Kong is a rolling international city,
yep,
which is mainly for business, and they really live in a busy way. So I would like to live in a relaxing way, what like the way people in Europe are. So yes, I'm not particular not one country's because I want to broaden my horizon in Europe and learn English fluently and speak English fluently. Yeah.
Very nice. I think if you really have a big amount of money, then you don't really need to be busy for the entire life, right?
Yeah.
You just sit there, do nothing. Okay, anybody else who want to leave Hong Kong? Probably no. Vanessa, Michelle?
No.
You're liking it here?
Yeah.
Good girls. Finally, let's come back to Shadow once again. I know that you've got one more thing that you really want to do if you all of a sudden have a huge amount of money.
Yes, and lastly, I would also like to open my own shop selling cute teddy bears, accessories, and clothes.
I think you've got something in common with Vanessa. You've also got a dream shop in mind.
Yes.
Okay.
I want to open a bakery shop.
Very nice.
Because I like to make cakes.
Do you bake
bread.
Well?
Yes.
Ooh, have you girls tested her food yet?
No.
No? Not got a chance yet? You got some testers right here, volunteers who would like to taste your breads. Awesome! So what kind of, you know, a theme would you like to set up for your bakery shop?
I want to open a bakery shop with buying a low price of money.
Right.
That like can let the people in need can also buy the bread.
Right. So it's not about the fancy packaging. Mm-hmm. It's about helping people to just have the daily bread.
Yes.
Wow, that is such a good thought. Well done. And then Shadow, you're thinking more about the cutesy things, you know, the cute teddy bears. Apart from teddy bears, what else would you sell in your shop?
Yeah, teddy bears, accessories and clothes for girls, and it would be a girl's paradise.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Would it be very pink?
Yes, I think.
I think that's very crucial if the shop is going to be a girl's paradise. It kind of has to be pink, right?
Yeah.
Would you girls like to shop in Shadow's shop?
Yes, maybe. Yeah. I would like to have a try.
Yeah.
Becoming a super shopaholic.
Yeah. Just go in there and just buy everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you want to go to Vanessa's bakery?
Yes, of course.
Yeah? All right. You guys are super supportive to each other. That's amazing. Of course, we were talking about, you know, dreaming big and thinking about what would you do if all of a sudden you became a millionaire. Are you thinking about your family as well? Would your family be benefited from this too?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, how would you use that money on your family?
I'll take them to go for a trip.
Right.
Yeah.
Would it be a worldwide trip or specific places?
I haven't decided.
Got all the time in the world.
Or I can let them to choose. Right. To choose where they want to go.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah.
Okay, what would you kind of use as your vehicle? Would you want to fly to different places or take a cruise?
I think bicycle.
Bicycle?
Yeah.
Wow, you must be in a very fit family. Awesome, good stuff. I think bicycle trips are amazing.
Yeah.
It trains you up, it's like you're going to the gym every day.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. Vanessa?
I also want to go to travel with my family.
Right.
I want worldwide.
Worldwide, nice.
All around the world.
Nice. And how many months do you plan to go on this worldwide trip?
I think almost a year.
Almost a year, that's amazing. Can I be your family too? Thank you. Ophelia?
Yes, as I said before, I would like to travel with my parents and relatives or even my best friends.
Wow.
Yes, because I think traveling alone is not as good as traveling with everybody that I would like to spend my time with them.
Of course.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
and really. Shadow?
Yeah, and also, if I have the chance, I would like to travel with my friends and family too, because my mother, she really, really likes traveling.
Right.
Yeah, and she always encouraged me to travel with her, but sometimes I have some problems with my studies, or, yeah, you know, the time is it's quite difficult
to
manage.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, nowadays, secondary school students, we have a very busy life, school
life. I can totally understand. You're all nodding your heads off to that.
Yes.
I can totally feel you. Well, good for you, girls. Well, last but not least, I know that, Ophelia, you've got one more thing to say about what you want to do. It's kind of like a personal ambition, right?
Yes.
And which is?
My favorite hobby is Latin dancing.
Latin dancing?
Yes.
Right.
And the expenses are in Latin dancing and the dancing equipment, like the shoes for dancing, and the tuition fee is quite expensive.
And the dresses?
Yes.
Right?
It's really. So once I have much, if I had a large sum of money, I would spend this money on my favorite hobby, that is dancing. And also because my parents paid a lot of money for dancing. Yes, so when I can pay for myself for my favorite hobby, and I could also travel around the world with them.
Yeah.
So to repay the repay them. Yeah.
Wow. I can already imagine you already having a large amount of money, and then you're buying your equipments that you need by yourself, and then you're taking your family to a trip. If you run short of money, out of nowhere, you can just dance, right? Make a whole lot of money.
Yes, but if in this way I can dance without worrying.
Yeah. For sure.
Yes.
Amazing.
But before, maybe it's too expensive. So my parents always such like a blame at me. Aww. But not really blame, but I don't want they worry about.
You don't want to be the extra burden for them.
Yes, so
right.
I would like to use this sum of money for my favorite hobby.
What a good daughter. And then maybe one day you can even open up your own Latin school.
Yes, of course.
You know, I would London like dance it. School. That
That's
be
my dream.
Cool. Yeah. Great stuff. Wow, we are definitely dreaming big. Time to come back to reality. We just heard from Shadow, Ophelia, Vanessa, and Michelle, and they're all coming from Canosa College. Thank you, girls, so much for coming to Open Space. Thanks.